Hi there, everyone. My name's Joan Charles, and I'm very new to Audio Boo, but I just thought I'd come on and introduce myself. I'm the author of An Angel Walked Beside Me, which is a new book which came out last month, published by Harper Elements. The book contains lots of stories about and from psychic children. And basically, I suppose the ethos behind the book was really about me trying to get a message out to help parents or people who have children who are psychic or intuitive with that special gift and who don't know how to, you know, look after it or understand it, and to basically provide them with some information and knowledge that this is as natural a gift as any of the other gifts that we have, and basically very much a natural sense, the same as sight, touch, taste, hear and smell. The only thing about that's different about intuition or being psychic is that it takes you a wee bit further into the realms of you can hear clearer, you can see clearer, you know, you have a better understanding and knowing. And sometimes we know things without knowing exactly how we know, but that is exactly what intuition is. It's one of those magical gifts that if you allow it and you nurture it in your life or your children's lives, that basically it's going to provide you with so much in your own life. You know, you can make decisions so much better, you feel clearer about things, you've that gut sixth sense that works for you, and it works when you need it, where you need it. Intuition's a muscle that I guess as we kind of get older and we've been conditioned out of it, that becomes a little bit stagnated. But that doesn't mean to say it can't be reignited again. And especially if you're a parent, what I would say is the more you can nurture your children and their intuitive gifts, then the better it'll be for them later in life. It's so much easier for them because it comes to them naturally. I think it's only that when we've been conditioned out of it, you know, when you're young, you go to school and you're there for 5 minutes and you're then in the real world, you're not allowed to kind of be intuitive, be creative, be imaginative. And then, of course, peer pressure. And I think to an extent, technology, because it makes us quite lazy. We don't rely on our own natural intuition. So there are lots of things that have kind of pushed intuition to the back burner. And my aim with the book was to try and reignite it for people, allow people to understand it, for it to help the parents who have got children who are psychic, so that they don't see it as something that's spooky or way out, or, you know, that they're scared of. And then that basically rubs off onto the child. It's something that's natural, it's lovely, it should be nurtured. And so I'm hoping that, you know, if this is something that you're interested in, you'll go and take a look at my book. You can see it on Amazon. You can buy it in WH Smith's, and it's in Waterstones bookstores. If you have a look on Amazon as well, you'll see some of the reviews from people who have actually already read the book. Personally, I'm very delighted with the feedback so far. And to me, it's actually doing what it was intended to do, which was to help people, provide them with knowledge, give them a little bit of a support and bring some comfort to them as well. So that's me, Joan Charles. I hope you've enjoyed this short talk, and I hope to be chatting again soon.